I'm glad to hear you laughing and chortling on our way into another episode, Marcus. You feeling good today?
Feeling pretty darn good. How about yourself, Ray?
I feel good. Not like James Brown good, but I feel pretty good.
That's good.
I'm feeling that as we head into Thursday's holiday, it's still a holiday we can all agree on, right? Thanksgiving?
Yes, we can definitely agree it is a holiday.
Everyone, well, welcome to our Thanksgiving feast. Marcus, I didn't make tofurkey, even though people said they wanted it this year. I really didn't feel like I could make it just for the one person that might eat it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's the holidays too, right?
It is.
Try to make everybody happy and feed everybody. And there's lots to be thankful for, despite the challenges and some of the heartbreaks of 2021 so far. Mm-hmm. Things we've shared, our friend Sean, the rabbi, who we lost this year. So many of our friends have been heartbroken about that, and so many other people, because of the pandemic or not, just people passing on. Rock star heroes continue to pass from our midst. And so there's a lot of challenges. And then there's the ongoing pandemic. It's Thanksgiving year two pandemic.
What's
nothing
that?
Really to make fun of or be funny about, but it's, you know, it's reality is, and people have to keep that in mind as you make your plans. Who's vaccinated, who's not, because we're seeing things that, you know, we were talking about before we cracked the mics that tell me I'm vaccinated, I'm getting the booster, and I'm still wearing a mask. That's it.
Same here. I have a five-year-old who hasn't been vaccinated yet, and until he is vaccinated, we're going to continue to play it tight. And even after he's vaccinated, we'll continue to play it safe, because safety is key, and we don't want to risk getting anybody else sick as well. And the easiest part about that, I think, is having a five-year-old who has no problem wearing a mask. He just puts it on and goes on with his life like it's nothing. It's like a hat to him now.
Example to the world. Well, I'm thankful for your son, because I see what he brings to Kim's life and your life. And so I'm thankful for Luca, my buddy.
He loves talking to you, man. He loves popping onto the mic and talking to you when we're in here.
We have fun, man. Yeah. We have a connection.
Yes, you do.
He knows that I'm really 5 years old inside this old graying body.
Well, he lives with a five-year-old and an old graying body, too.
Yep. I didn't want to say anything, but you're right. This year, we faced a lot of challenges just in general. And the fact that a year ago, we probably thought we'd be beyond our five-year-olds going to school in masks, or that there would be some kind of fight about it if we still had to do it. And we do, unfortunately. And so to the people who are upset about the concert situation and all these things, all I would say is, at the very least, mask up and accept that you should be getting vaccinated, because we don't want to lose any more people. Even if we don't agree about some things, we all agree that we don't want to lose any more people to this pandemic. And we still are. And it makes it difficult to really, you know, see where we are in it until this thing, it settles down even further and further and further. And eventually maybe we'll get it down to where it's a non-existent factor in our society. It continues to have an effect on concerts, bands, continues to have an effect on venues where people go in large numbers, especially indoors. We're seeing the effect of these things, and all of it working with the science and medicine involved. And it's given us reason to continue to be hopeful for 2022. You see a lot of concert tours are being announced. Marcus are rescheduling for 22 now. So there's that. And generally, I don't know about you, man, but I like to just stop this time of year, and I'll do it again on Thursday, where you just take some time and reflect in the season about what you are indeed thankful for in your life. And this podcast causes us both to stop and take pause about these kind of things.
I am very thankful for our daily music conversations and the interactions that we have regarding this podcast or life or whatever it may be. And
all of it.
it doesn't matter at this point. It's many multiple things that we interact about, but a lot of times it starts with a music note or statement, or hey, did you see this? Hey, did you check out this?
Yeah.
Or oh, did you hear this? And then it just kind of goes from there, and it goes all over the place. And I'm so thankful for those conversations that we continue to have and the interactions we continue to have, because it helps develop the podcast. It helps our chemistry when we record together. And it's nice to have companionship, even though we can't have companionship in the way that we are used to due to the fact that
in person,
our lives
right.
have changed. So at least there's an aspect of companionship that we get to continue to share, even though, you know, we are very far apart as far as distance and miles go. But I love it. And a lot of times when we're talking, your lady will drop by on the camera and say hi as well. And that's always wonderful. So, you know, I appreciate that and very thankful
for
that.
I will say that I am extremely thankful for your camaraderie, and the way that we work on this is one thing. And you mentioned it, but maybe people don't catch it because they're only listening to some of the episodes or whatever. This podcast has been going on coming up on 3 years, but this conversation has been going on for close to 20 and continues. And that's the funny thing for people. They're like, well, you guys are really funny together. Well, you've never hung out with us in a bar, have you? This is nothing.
Or at a concert.
Now, or they're used to us being on the radio and not being able to drop an F-bomb or whatever. So, but I am extremely thankful for this audience that we have too, our imbalanced audience. We're the imbalanced brothers, they call us on social media, but we have an imbalanced audience. And as Annie Haslam has been quick to point out, they're all a bunch of nutcases, and they love this podcast, and we're thankful for that as well.
She's CEO of the Nutcase Club.
I want a t-shirt. Annie, I want a t-shirt.
Like you said, I'm so thankful for the interactions that we've had, not only with people who listen to the podcast, but other podcasters who we've met along the way, because we're learning from other podcasters, because everybody has their own style of doing things. So to be able to listen to other music podcasts and other drama podcasts and other types of lifestyle podcasts, TV show podcasts, whatever they may be, is great, because it's learning for us, and it's something that we truly love. And we both love music, as you can tell if you've been listening to this podcast.
Yeah, we like music. It's a podcast life, to paraphrase Annie, right? I'll tell you what, speaking of life, I'm really most thankful for my life and the people in it, and for those who have made it to vaccination and beyond, because that has been and still continues to be a questionable end result, because we don't know. And so my most fervent hope for the end of this year and the holidays, especially as we all gather, as well as moving into the new year, is that everybody's going to stop and think about everything and stay safe. And I'm thankful for those that have done so. I'm thankful for my kids, that my kids and my grandson and Maurice's son are all vaccinated and being smart and healthy about everything. I'm really happy about that and incredibly thankful that they are those kind of people.
I'm thankful for my family. My wife and son, especially. Most of my immediate family is on the other side of the country, closer towards the left coast, whether it be Colorado or Arizona. They are closer to that side of the nation. I do have relatives here, but I don't see them very much. Many of them are older and much more vulnerable, and we just don't see each other very much because of the pandemic. And even though we are closer, it's been harder for our schedules to work out.
We're that way with friends and family too, and it's just difficult to get in proximity in an environment where everybody can just relax and breathe, right?
Yes. And speaking of that, I'm very, very, very thankful to our close proximity of neighbors and friends from the neighborhood that we've met during the pandemic and that we've met before the pandemic, our friends from the block that we've been friends with since we've moved in, because we've all been able to be there for each other and hang out when we need to at times, whether it be, you know, porch beers or street beers, something outside where everybody's outside on the street just chatting.
Alcohol,
away.
Please!
And the kids are all running around like maniacs, getting that last bit of energy out before they collapse for the evening. But to be able to at least see our neighbors and see those smiles up close and to feel that emotion up close and to be able to share those moments has been really nice and uplifting during the times, and especially during some of the toughest times, because I think we've all seen cycles of yuck throughout this pandemic and they're tough. Yep. But hopefully we have people around us that can help us during those times, and that makes a difference as well. So thankful to many friends. I'm thankful to all of our radio peers who we've had to go to work with every day and show up and still perform during this pandemic. It's been fun. It's been amazing to meet people at a whole new level and to get to know some of the listeners at a whole new level, as well as see our peers in a whole different light, because we're all going through this together professionally and personally.
And one of the things about the way we're all going through this is because we're live 24/7, 365, and we have noticed that there's a lot of people out there, a lot of you who are struggling the way that we're struggling, only with different things going on. And it's an opportunity for us here to encourage everyone here at the holidays who's feeling blue and feeling down and need someone to talk to get a hold of the phone numbers and websites that can help you find help, give you someone to talk to, reach out on your phone or on your computer and see what you can do to connect with someone who can help you out, you know?
Absolutely. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a 24/7, 365 talk line that will connect you with somebody in your area and help guide you and talk with you and listen to what you have to say and be able to help you get to the next step that you need to get to. And it's 1-800-273-8255, 1-800-273-TALK. And if you don't feel like talking but you want to communicate, the national text line is 741-741, and you can use that to communicate with people as well.
Because you do that to make sure you get a hold of somebody and not two knuckleheads doing a podcast who recorded this 2 weeks ago. Thanks for getting that info out there, brother, because it's important. It really is. You know what I'm thankful for? Bands who have survived COVID-19 on the road. There are a lot of bands. They went out vaccinated. They did their thing with the local promoters to make sure everybody coming in was as COVID-free as they could possibly be, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to raise a toast to everyone who survived COVID-19 on the road and came home. Some of them, like the Struts, had to make a special move to have substitute players, but they made it through as well. And there have been so many bands who've been doing it the right way and showing that if they do, we can get it back. So I'm thankful for those bands. And I'm also thankful for older bands who decided to sit it all out because that's what's best for them.
And I'm thankful for the band people who were able to survive their bouts with COVID. And we know some people that had it very roughly along the way, including, yes, Maynard James Keenan had it twice.
Yes.
From Tool. And it beat his
Paul
ass
Stanley.
Pretty good. Paul Stanley got beat up, and he was vaccinated and he got beat up. Gene,
yes,
Simmons got beat up.
Without it, I don't
bit.
Know. I don't know what happens if he wasn't vaccinated. I don't know.
Mike Miley, Arrival Sons, got it, and it beat him up a teeny bit as well. So we've seen it, and we've seen people post that they're thankful that they were vaccinated because it would have been a lot worse had they not been vaccinated.
And that's why I'm thankful for friends who've stayed safe and alive while remembering far too many who we've lost here in the U.S. and around the world. So I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for Zoom to connect people and to allow us to do our podcast through it all the way we do. But especially when we have guests, it's really great to be able to talk to them in their space and talk to them about what they've been doing. And that's part of the discussion that happens almost every time we get together. So I'm thankful for all that and so much more about what we do with the podcast, man. You know, I've become more appreciative of a quiet drink at the bar with a friend. I've become more appreciative of time spent with those whose company I truly enjoy. These are the kind of things that cross my mind at 4:30 in the morning when I wake up to pee and I have to get back, you know. And our podcast really started over lunch and drinks in a bar. So it's appropriate to bring that into the equation as part of what we're thankful for here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. And I started thinking about drinking. I'm thinking, what has Jeff been brewing there at Crooked Eye and Hapro? And I'm thinking, let's take a trip to the brewery and we'll come back and talk more about the holiday season here on the podcast. Well, it gets to be the holiday season, Marcus. You know, you start thinking about gathering with friends, and in a lot of cases, over a pint or over Pennsylvania distilled spirits or some wine or cider. Gee, where could we go? How about our favorite? It's Crooked Eye Brewery.
Right in the heart of Hatboro. It's a great place to share memories with friends and hear live music as well.
Speaking of live music, you can find out who's coming to play when on their Facebook page.
And as always, the beers are continually being updated.
As well as your favorites on tap at Crooked Eye. Right there in the heart of Hatboro and in the heart of Delco out by you.
Yeah, a few miles down the road from me at Jamie's House of Music, where you can see live music and grab a pint of your favorite Crooked Eye beer.
And if you're going into the brewery location in Hatboro and you have a Crooked Eye fan in your life, stop by, have a pint, buy a gift card for the holidays, and stock up on Crooked Eye merchandise.
We know the holidays are always crazy, so if you want to slow down, make sure you stop by and make it Crooked Eye.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you.
I thank you.
And I want to thank you.
I thank you.
Hey, it's Marcus. I am back for this second half of the thankful thank you thank episode of the Imbalanced History.
When I stay centered, I eat all the turkey because that's what I'm doing right then.
You'll be in the center of the table.
But I only eat half the stuffing because you got to save some later for the Christmas sandwiches.
Ooh, Christmas sandwiches.
No matter what bread you use. Yeah.
We're not doing the turkey this year because there's only three of us. So I think we're doing a chicken.
It's the Thanksgiving chicken. His name was Henry. You'll have fun
three
with
in
that.
The morning.
You'll have fun. That's good. Stuff the roaster, son. Make sure you take out the giblets and all that.
I'll put one scoop of stuffing in the chicken.
You'll ram it down, lad. Hey, we got some fan mail from some flounder. A couple of friends of the podcast are reaching out to send us an email at imbalancehistory@gmail.com. The first one here came in the other day from Cliff, and the subject was Annie Haslam, who was just a hoot when she inducted us into her Nutcase Club on the podcast. He said, thanks for the interview with Annie. It was nice to hear her relaxed and chatting with a friend as opposed to the conventional interview, usually with someone who wasn't even alive during the band's heyday and knows little about Annie or the band. Thank you, sir. I was fortunate enough to intern at NEWFM for a while in the mid-70s, and while I never got to meet Annie at that time, I did see her in the building a few times, and let me tell you, she was perfectly dazzling. The Renaissance shows in the 70s are still fresh in my memory. Annie's stage presence, her voice, the excellence, and precision of the band, I just won't ever forget them. Thanks again, Cliff. And we thank you, Cliff, for sending us such a nice note about our visit with our friend Annie Haslam here on the podcast. You've got to from some very familiar names.
Yes, Mark Sauber, our Canadian friend who wears toques when it's cold, sent us email. I wonder if he was wearing gloves when he typed it because it's so cold up there.
With the
already.
Fingertips cut off, you betcha.
He said this, wow, thank you guys so much for jumping into the precursor to everything rock. It is like the rock genre going to ancestry.com to see where it came from. Marcus made a great point about the early recordings and how it would have sounded with today's technology. Also thought about the enormous amounts of recording copies sold. The purchasers were not likely a wealthy demographic.
Well said, Sauber.
By the way, saw Jimmy's gravesite in Seattle. Lots of empty beer bottles and joints at the site. Really looking forward to future blues-related podcasts. Thank you very much, Mark.
Do you know who took me to the original Jimi Hendrix gravesite? Not the one that there is now, but to the original?
No.
Your buddy, Rockfish.
Rockfish?
Yeah, there's pictures somewhere. I'll go find them.
Whoa. Love Rockfish.
Yeah, we went there.
All right.
I was in Seattle for something else, and he said, on the way to the airport, he took me there. It's really cool.
That is awesome. All right, are you ready for the next email?
I was just going to say, you got the next email?
Jefe Tanejo, one of the guys who appeared on our Listener Appreciation Month, and he said, hey guys, just a quick word of thanks. You've been killing it the past couple of months. I'm slowing down and scaled back my social media presence, but each week, enjoy hearing your memories, research, and interviews. Really appreciate your podcast. Best regards, Jefe.
Man, we know you're dealing with a lot, and thanks for reaching out to us. A little bit of your entry music there to raise your spirits here on the podcast, and sending out some love and thankfulness to Jefe and Mark and everybody who reaches out. Clint, everybody who reaches out. It's just good to hear from you with your opinions and your takes on things. So thanks for doing that. I got a note here you might already have heard. Well, the music's playing, Marcus, but that doesn't mean there's going to be a line from Vegas. Apparently, it's too narrow a category. Our Shotgun 5 favorites, thankful songs here on the podcast. What say ye?
Utter nonsense, I say. Utter nonsense. I can't believe they're not covering it. There's so many thankful songs out there that they could, it would be hard for either of us to win.
Do they realize that there are a million sports betting apps that we could just move this all action over to? Wait a minute. Suddenly I feel like I'm going to get a text any minute here. So let's just get our Shotgun 5 favorite songs of thankfulness. Vegas isn't going to cover the action, but I think we're going to have like 3 in common. What do you think?
I think 1 or 2. 2. 2 is my guess.
2 is his number. 2 and 3 are the numbers. The hell with Vegas on this one. It's Shotgun, 5 favorite thankful songs for the Thanksgiving season. Marcus, you drew the shortest straw. That means you go first and just read them on up.
Number 5, going back to my early days of staying up, listening to radio, reading books. Andrew Gold, thank you for being a friend.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Okay, good. I didn't think I'd be hearing that one on the podcast. You got me, man. You got me. What's number 4?
I think this is one that could be one that we have in common. My dad was a big fan of this song, and I still love this song to this day and love it when it comes on to my random shuffle. And I'm talking about Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself, Sly and the Family Stone.
Serving for number 3 on this Thanksgiving list.
I'm going to hit you with the hammer of the gods gently. Thank you, Led Zeppelin.
Kind of woman, I give you my all. Kind of woman, nothing more. Little drops of rain, whisper of the pain, tears of love lost in the day. Strong.
welcome. Number two?
I'm getting soulful on this one, and it's a song that I love it when it comes on and gets so excited. And I'm talking about William Devon, Be Thankful for What You Got. Just a badass soul groove.
Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, against the white walls, TV antennas in the back, you may not have a car. Brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back.
And your number one thankful song in your Shotgun 5 Favorites?
It is from a band. We lost one of the three members this past summer. It is a beautiful song, and it is one that means more and more every time I hear it. I'm talking about ZZ Top's Ah, Thank You.
You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did.
You know, I thought about that one, and I was thinking about, could I do that and the Isaac Hayes original version? And I thought, well, then that's gaming the system, and it defeats the whole purpose. But, well, I think you might have two wins in a row here, pal, because I'm going to roll up on my Shotgun 5 favorite thankful songs, or songs of thankfulness, here on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll. And my number five is that Zeppelin track you know and love, Thank You. It's so obvious that it just fit right in there, my number five.
And so today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be done. For you to me are the only one.
So that's one we have in common, right?
One. One we have in common. So that means you have to share your number four. Does that mean we have any more in common?
Not on this one, but you might even like go, what, when you hear it. But it's a song of appreciation for sure. It's Aretha Franklin doing You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman. Number four.
What? Was not expecting that one.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired, and when I knew I had to face another day,
you make me feel
This one popped into my head as soon as I started thinking about the emotion of being grateful or thankful, right? And it's one of your favorites from the Kinks. It's Better Things at number 3.
Yes, wishing you the bluest sky and hoping something better comes tomorrow. Hoping all the verses rhyme and the very best of chorus as to follow on.
Oh, man, what a great choice. I wasn't even thinking of that one when I
caught you off guard.
Oh, what a great choice. Now are you going to surprise me with number 2? Shock me again, Ray.
Well, it might shock you with both 2 and 1. Number 2 is a song that really goes out to the person I'm most thankful for in my everyday, in every way. My best, my other half. Marisa, it's blood, sweat, and tears, and you've made me so very happy. At number 2.
You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. You made me so very happy. You made me so, so very happy, baby. I'm so glad you came into my life. I wanna thank you, girl. You made me so very happy. I want to spend my life thanking you. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you.
What a great song. I grew up listening to Blood, Sweat, and Tears with my parents. They were totally into that band. I have them on reel somewhere around the house on those old reel-to-reel tapes. That is cool. Pretty cool. So now you have given your number 2. What is your number 1, Mr. Ray?
This is why you win, even though Vegas isn't covering the action on this shotgun episode of 5 Favorites, because Sly and the Family Stone's going to make it a very funky Thanksgiving. And I thank you for letting me beat myself again at number 1 for me and also in your shotgun 5.
I cannot believe I've won 3 in a row.
3? I thought 3. It was 2. 3.
The 2 5 faves.
He's on
in
a
this
streak,
one.
Ladies and gentlemen. He can't be stopped. He is five favorites machine. Oh my God. That's what goes on here in the middle of it all and behind the scenes on the imbalanced history of rock and roll. Well, most of all, partner, when it comes down to this and what we do, everything that's happened, it's just based on the energy and friendship that we have. So I'm thankful for you and the crazy shit that we seem to have created here. I got to thank Christian Swain and Peter Ferrioli from Pantheon and the whole gang from Pantheon now, because the team is growing as the Pantheon universe grows as well. And we want to thank them and everybody we've met along the way from there. And we want to thank all the artists who've taken time to get on Zoom with us and whatever time zone differences that we've had to contend with, and just hope that we can continue to do this until we can do it together in person every time. Normally, we enjoy that energy anyway, even when we see each other. But for now, from the Dark Dark Studio, split into two places on a screen that you can't even see, I'm Ray Kuhn.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving from the imbalanced history
of rock and roll. Gobble, gobble, gobble.